Talk Live, you bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there on the site. And the we tonight includes me, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Ooh, sorry about that, Johnny Ray. Try that one more time.
Me,
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And Mark. All right, so your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind. Obviously, Brad Manning, pretty big news today. We'll certainly be covering that. But we actually have somebody special on the line here on Skype. And his name is Mason from MPP, the Marijuana Policy Project. Hello, Mason.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being on the show here tonight. I know Mark wanted to bring you on based on MPP with a very new, exciting advertising campaign, apparently.
Yeah, we placed an ad this past weekend outside of the NASCAR Brickyard 400 races, and it simply highlighted...
Huge event.
Yeah, a huge event. And we highlighted the fact that marijuana is objectively less harmful than alcohol, hoping to start some public dialogue. Obviously, this is an event sponsored by alcohol companies where adults are allowed to and encouraged to consume alcohol responsibly. So we just wanted to have that discussion. And the ad only aired briefly before the company that actually solicited us to have the ad pulled it.
So what they do, how'd they get so squeamish?
You know, I don't know for sure. This is a company that solicited us, approved the ad, and then accepted payment. And I believe they started to hear from an anti-marijuana organization or two after news of it came out and apparently chose to take it down. They may have also heard from NASCAR or from the venue because it is an alcohol-sponsored event. But, you know, ultimately it's unfortunate. But the news did cover the ad, and we did manage to get that message out.
Well, I mean, the reason's obvious. Come on, Mason. God doesn't want us to smoke the plant he put on Earth, but he does want us to take wheat and cereals and ferment them and squeeze the juice out and drink that.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. You know, this is a discussion that is long overdue in our country. People have been led to believe for their entire lives that marijuana is more harmful than it actually is. And whether you support making marijuana legal or not, I think everyone could agree that it's worthwhile that we know the facts surrounding the relative harms of these substances. And that's what this ad did, is it highlighted the fact that alcohol is toxic and can cause health problems, and that it does potentially contribute to violent and aggressive behavior. Why is that a problem to highlight that compared to marijuana, which the science shows is not linked to those issues? And unfortunately, that was deemed inappropriate.
Right, saying that alcohol has calories in it and it'll make you fat, that alcohol is linked to domestic violence, that alcohol will cause big, fat, awful hangovers if you have too many, and that marijuana is not linked to any of these things. I think that's worth pointing out to people.
Yeah, alcohol causes thousands of traffic deaths every year.
Too.
Yeah, and you know, we're not anti-alcohol by any means. Alcohol prohibition failed. Adults should have the right to use alcohol responsibly. Our country has accepted that. And what we're talking about here is simply allowing adults to make the choice to use a less harmful substance to relax or to socialize if that's what they would prefer.
Yeah, so the ad's called New Beer, and I'm going to post it up on our Facebook page. You can find it at facebook.freetalklive.com or any of the other social networking sites, because I guess they're all sort of linked together here. So you don't know who it was that put pressure on these organizations?
Well, we know that an organization called Save Our Society from Drugs, which is really a rather extremist organization based in Florida, they were clearly against the ad, and they put out a press release announcing that the ad had been taken down. That was prior to any other announcements, and they also questioned the content of the ad, saying it was false. to say marijuana is safer than alcohol. Just an irresponsible message. So we're pretty certain they heard from them. But otherwise, you know, this company was pretty tight-lipped and really changed its tune rather quickly. Like I said, they came to us and said, you're a nonprofit organization. We can give you a deal on an advertisement if you'd like to run one. And
wow. Did you get a partial refund?
Yeah, absolutely. We got basically a full refund. We haven't received it yet, but they have said that they will provide it. You know, they ultimately backed out on a signed agreement. We provided them with the ad creative. They said that they had a process of reviewing it to make sure it was appropriate. They did that. They even commented on how clever it was. And then all of a sudden, they decided that it was just not appropriate.
It's an amazing story. So what is MPP working on now?
We are currently working to advance legislation in states around the country as well as in Congress. We recently had a few victories here in New Hampshire, which passed the medical marijuana law, as well as Illinois. We also passed a decriminalization bill in Vermont. And we are now pushing for legislative changes in several other states, both for medical marijuana as well as to regulate marijuana and treat it like alcohol.
What are your thoughts on the apparent federal raids that have been going on in Washington State on some of the providers there?
Well, we generally haven't provided too much comment because we don't have the details. You know, there are reports that this was a very extensive investigation that was looking into the possibility that these dispensaries were not following state laws. And there is no state regulation for medical marijuana in Washington, unfortunately. Whereas, for example, in Colorado and Maine and New Jersey and Arizona, we have a state regulated system of medical marijuana cultivation and sales, and the federal government has stayed out and really hasn't interfered at all, more or less.
So you think that's because the state is involved in those places?
Yeah, it would certainly appear that way, and it makes sense. You know, the federal government has limited resources, and they have limited political capital. Would they go into Colorado, a state where not only have voters approved medical marijuana, but the state legislature has established very tight laws detailing how cultivation and sales must occur? Our State Department of Revenue has an enforcement division with law enforcement officials overseeing this, making sure that these businesses are following the law.
Yeah, see, none of that excites me. But I guess if you're saying that that's somehow keeping these people safe from federal raids, I guess that could be good. But ultimately, I feel like this is a plant and people should be able to grow it however they darn well please, don't you?
Well, you know, I don't know that we share the same political ideology overall. I would say that, you know, with any product that is sold for human consumption, there is some level of regulation. Whether it's spinach, whether it's bottled water, those products, although they're seemingly harmless, can become tainted, and there needs to be a way to find out who produced it and who sold it. And that's what regulation is. That's not to say that over-regulation is impossible. That happens. And we need to ensure that we have sensible regulations that are allowing these businesses to operate and compete with one another. But we do need to have some level of control. That's the whole goal here. Right now, as an illegal drug, marijuana is not being controlled. And that's what people want to see.
I don't know if I agree that people want to see that. I think the black market's been doing an okay job of getting marijuana into people's hands, and it's a relatively benign product. But, you know, I know you guys are doing a lot of good work out there, and certainly I'm happy to see any kind of steps in the right direction. And you guys certainly support that, I think, for the most part. And I appreciate your time on the show tonight, Mason. That's MPP.org, the Marijuana Policy Project. Thanks for coming on.
I put the video up at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Great. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments at 855, 450 free. It's unfortunate, you know. I mean, regulations, I'm not going to get into an argument with a guy, but regulations are a way to protect existing businesses from upstarts, a way to keep out.
In many cases, that's the case.
They're a way to, that's just period what the case is. They're a way to keep out newbies from an industry with, you know, the good old boy network and all that sort of thing. All all under the auspices of supposedly keeping consumers safe, but what we can have is a system of certification, of independent third-party certification to give people the safety feeling that they're looking for. We don't need to have a government monopoly doing those things. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. You take control.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. And those features include listening options. If you want to tune in around the clock, we've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. So one of those bit rates will fit your internet connection speed. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Also, learn about our over 110, 115 some radio stations that we have coast to coast around the country, AM and FM. We've got those throughout the week. In addition, we've got satellite radio listening options, including XM, where we're on two channels 7 days a week. You'll find us on XM. Plus, we've got the free-to-air channel available across Central and North America, and that is free per month. So also the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Once again, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in.
Yeah, we all moved here to New Hampshire for the Free State Project in order to have more liberty in our lifetimes. If you're interested in the idea of human liberty, check out the Free State Project. We're over 70% of the way to reaching our goal of getting 20,000 people to state their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you're tired of the constant growth of government intruding into your life, sign up now at freestateproject.org.
All right, let's go right back, or right to the phones, rather, where Chris has been waiting patiently. Chris Cantwell, actually calling from Virginia. Apparently, you were actually at the Bradley Manning hearing today, Chris.
Yeah, I was down there with Ingrid. We went to catch that event, and I had a recording device with me that the military and police didn't appreciate much, but I did manage to get in anyway without my recording device and see what happened there.
How many people were attending?
I think they allowed 30 people into the courtroom, and there were about that many there to be witnesses, as well as like 10 media personnel.
And what was your experience there?
Well, one thing I would comment on is I was surprised how few people were actually there. I mean, you would expect, I expected that I wouldn't even be able to get a seat in this thing, but we got
in
pretty easily.
Just another testament to how weak the activism movement across this country is.
Yeah, it's frightening, frankly. We talk about other people that we know who are in trouble, and if you can't get support for Bradley Manning, and that's a pretty high profile story, I mean, it's scary to think where everything else is at. Certainly,
we went out today in Keene at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so basically hitting up rush hour from about 4 to about 5:40, and we did some free Bradley Manning signage, waving and such at the side of the road, the main central square right in the heart of downtown Keene. And there was one police officer at Keene Central Square when I arrived, and apparently, from my conversation with him, he had never heard of Bradley Manning, nor had he heard of Ed Snowden. He said his reason for this was that he is really busy with his own life. And I think that's not an uncommon sentiment. I think that there are a lot of people who are that way, that they are they're busy working, they're busy feeding their family, they're busy paying the bills, paying the taxes, and they barely have time to pay attention to anything except that, when they get home at night, they just want to sit down and veg out or whatever. It's amazing how many people don't know who Bradley Manning is.
I will say this. By the way, Chris, Johnny Ray here. How are you doing? Good to talk to you. Thank you. I was looking on Google Trends today. I often do that before the show to see what Google cares about today. And normally it's all celebrities, a lot of sports. Today Bradley Manning was near the top of the list.
Hey, all right.
And that was good to see, but keep in mind that is, well, I mean, that's a Google audience, but Google is not necessarily a high-tech audience these days, is it? It's more of a broad kind of
I would
deal.
Hope so, but it may be a younger audience as well. I can tell you that from the responses we received, normally when you're on the side of the road, people are going to wave or shoot to the bird or give you a peace sign or be happy or whatever. I got one thumbs down. I got one middle finger, and interestingly, the middle finger came from a lady driving a Subaru Outback with an Obama sticker on it. So. Yeah, and my sign said Free Bradley Manning. It wasn't a complicated sign. And so, but very little negative response. There was a lot of positive response, but the positive response, and I guess when I say a lot of standard level of positive response, the positive response was mostly coming from young people and mostly coming from women, which I thought was very interesting. So, like, women under 40 or in their 40s and younger were very positively responding to the sign, and older folks didn't really get much from them.
Johnny Ray, I was trying to find out if there might be a sports guy named Bradley Manning, just in case. Apparently there's not one.
So, continue, Chris, with your observations from today.
Well, as you noted, you know, most people are too concerned with their own lives, and I think that, you know, there's a certain amount of rational self-interest there. Unfortunately, you know, these things shouldn't be happening, so people shouldn't have to care about them. Unfortunately, they are happening, so folks like us, we care and we show up to these things. And I went there with Ingrid, and we went in, and it was a fairly brief thing. The way military courts work apparently is in many ways different than civilian courts, in that they can apparently find you guilty of certain parts of the crime and not of others. Whereas, you know, in a civilian court, you have to be, you know, they have to prove all elements of the crime in order to find you guilty. Whereas they were actually saying, you know, section one of this, you're guilty, and section one of this, you're not, you know. But ultimately, he was found guilty, I believe, on all charges except for aiding the enemy and one portion of the espionage thing, and he's facing 136 years, is my understanding.
Oh, wow.
And, which is very scary.
Did I also heard rumor, maybe you can confirm or deny this, that he's, while he may be facing over 100 years, he's also, there's no minimum sentence on these?
Yeah, that's correct. There's no minimum sentence on it, so I mean, we could easily see a thing as, you know, you guys just went through with Rich Paul, where, you know, he was facing 81 years, he got a year. I mean, the guy could get time served, technically.
He could.
Yeah, that's absolutely a possibility. The sentencing starts tomorrow. This could go on for upwards of a month, is my understanding.
The sentencing could go on for a month?
Yeah.
What in the world's that all about?
Yeah, it seems kind of surprising. Is there any opportunity for appeal? Did anybody address that?
There are appeals processes. I can't speak intelligently on all the details of them.
Do you want to just put her on the phone?
Just put Ingrid on.
She's right there, yeah.
She's very muffled in the background.
Yeah, there's actually a military appeals court that they can send it to, and then there's another military appeals court.
Gotcha. She's still a little bit muffled, but we'll leave it.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
That's much better. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that. Basically, there's two military appeals courts that Manning can send the jail to. Coombs, who is Manning's lawyer, had previously said that he might try to go to the U.S. Supreme Court if he had been convicted of aiding the enemy. However, since he was found not guilty, I'm not positive if they could send it to a civilian court or not.
So he could appeal. So he could appeal it. Stand by. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. You can take control of the airwaves here. Your thoughts on the Manning verdict or anything else you want to share. Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations and enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Brad Manning verdict came in today. Sentencing to happen tomorrow. We've actually got Chris Cantwell on the line with us. We're going to get back to him. He was there as the verdict was read, there with approximately three dozen other people in a courtroom that maybe held about 30 folks. And I think that's a sad statement that a case that is as momentous and as important as this one could only draw 36 or 30-something supporters, in D.C., near the D.C. area. There's plenty of people from which to choose there as far as activists. There's no shortage of humans in that area. It's just sad. We're going to continue that here in moments. Also, your calls as well. Welcome at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can get signed up for news updates from Free Talk Live. We'll send them to you via email. The most important updates come via email. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and get all the granular updates, the ones during the show, the ones during the day, questions we might want to ask, or news articles we might want to post, that kind of thing. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. Jason Osborne is one of the principals over there at SACL CAI. He does a podcast along with a couple other guys. That podcast is called School Sucks Project. You can find it at schoolsucksproject.com. It's a call-in show and a YouTube channel and a web community, and they promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com. And there you can register for an account, participate in the forums, and suggest show topics, and access years of archives. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
Let's go back to Chris Cantwell. His cell phone was getting a little wonky there, so we actually got him to call in on Skype. Hopefully this will sound better. I haven't had a chance to check it. Chris, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, make a point of calling on Skype every time you call the show. It sounds so good. It's almost like you're sitting in the studio here.
I'll do that.
All right, so we've been talking about the Brad Manning verdict. You and Ingrid were both there today, and Ingrid has been awesome over the last, years now, calling in to Free Talk Live. She's really been following this case closely. And was this your first time at the Brad Manning court hearings, Chris?
Yeah, it was for me, actually. Ingrid came up to New York, and we were talking about it, and that's what inspired me to go down. Again, I thought I'd never be able to get a seat at the thing. I figured there were going to be so many people there that it would just be impossible. When Ingrid told me what was going on, I was like, I'm going back down to Maryland with you. Let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good thing that you were there. Now, I did catch some of your posts on your Facebook today, Chris. Something about the military chasing people out or something. What happened there?
Well, what happened was they really are not too fond of people trying to report on this thing. There was a couple guys outside after the sentencing was over. I went outside the gates while Ingrid was still inside the gates listening to the Manning's attorney. And there were a couple of guys just interviewing people as they left. And a gentleman came over and radioed. He asked, are you guys credentialed media? And they said, no. And this guy radios in for security to come over, and two guys in camouflage chased them off. And I was like, and when they started walking away, I was like, hey, you guys don't look like government puppets. You get out of here. And sure enough, the military came and chased them out.
So I wondered what does credentialed media even mean? I mean, this sounds like some kind of code word for, at this point, anybody with a blog is media. Is Free Talk Live even credentialed media? I don't know that we've got credentials. Who gives these credentials?
It depends on where you are. Like, I was actually looking into it for New York City. Like, you can get an NYPD press pass, and I imagine there's a similar thing for military bases. And I think that the requirements are something along the lines of, you say what we want.
Something like that. Or you'll have your pass revoked. So only a couple dozen people there, a few dozen people there. Would you say, you said maybe like 10 of them were media and the rest were just interested parties or activists?
They were allowing 30 regular people to come in, and then they allowed 10, quote-unquote, credentialed media into the thing is what they allowed in there, as well as, of course, the military personnel.
And were there anybody with this? Obviously, they're not going to allow signs in. Were there any protesters or anybody out there that had a message to get out?
The closest thing you had was people had these shirts that just said truth on the front of them. And I heard an interesting story from one of the people who was outside that, you know, they originally weren't allowing people to wear any clothing with any sort of a message on it. So they created these shirts that just said truth on it. And then they tried to wear them in originally. The judge said, you can't have that here. And they were like, well, what message is this? It's just truth. And they realized what a public relations gaffe that was.
Wow.
And they allowed them to wear their truth shirts.
But that was about all. The judge disallows truth.
Yep. Not in my courtroom.
There'll be no truth here.
So there's only 36 people there. There's something kind of forming in my head here. So a Alex Jones type of a thing. Maybe not quite so far as that, but perhaps the mainstream media just knows that when it comes to Bradley Manning, you need to put out a story that's going to be sanctioned, and you may as well just take the info that you get from the government.
Take the press release.
Thank you. Take the press release and give that out, so they're not bothering to come to put their own spin on it, and their entourage is not there, so you've just got activists within the D.C. area, which numbers about 36.
Well, Ingrid, what were you telling me about the CNN guy who was, like, falling asleep or something?
Yeah, I heard from one of the other media people that the CNN guy would often sleep in the media room, and then he would get updates from the military people themselves.
Wow.
So that's probably a lot of why, like, a lot of the mainstream says the same thing, is because, you know, they're getting the message straight from the military itself.
It's ridiculous.
It's sad, it's scary. And like I said, they chased those other guys off, and there was even a gentleman didn't even have a camera, who was just standing by the exit with a microphone and an audio recorder, and they were like, absolutely not. And I'm like, what is it that you think that you're going to stop from happening? It's just got this guy having a conversation with somebody with a tape recorder. I mean, it's really scary. I went in there, I had a camera, I had a pen that was actually a camera, and when they recognized it, they took it apart and they showed it to me, and they said, well, what kind of pen is this, sir? And I was like, throw it in the garbage. And then they shut down this like security trailer that we went through after
you
I had
done
said, it.
Should have said, I don't know, Q gave it to me.
It scared the hell out of me, but it actually said I could go put it back in my car. But I would have lost my spot in the courtroom, so yep. I decided to ditch the $11 pen. I bought two more.
Okay, Q, like from James Bond.
That, my God, Johnny
that's,
Ray.
That's a way homer.
All right, so Chris, I'm really glad you called in with the inside scoop on this. Thanks for going down there and doing that today. What are you doing next? I know you're trying to raise some money for an activist project you're looking to do. What's going on?
Well, actually, this was what I was looking to raise the money to do, just a few bucks for travel expenses, and I'm down here. I'm actually staying at the Adam versus the Man house. I'm going to be guest hosting an episode of Adam versus the Man tonight.
And he is, by the way, we did a quick update on him last night. He's in federal custody now. He's been moved from Virginia to federal custody, and they've denied him bond, as I understand it.
Yeah, I understand that there's a felony status hearing that there's going to be having. I believe it's Monday. I can't say that with certitude, but there's that's the next thing that goes on with that. But they're holding him without bond as it stands right now.
Right on. Now, Chris Cantwell, you've also, when we saw you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, had quit drinking alcohol. I did see a Facebook update that you had fallen off the wagon at least once. What's your status?
You can call it falling off the wagon, or you can call it ordering a beer with dinner. You know, either way. I basically was out, and I said, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. I want a beer right now, and I'm not ordering it because I said I wouldn't on Facebook. So I said on Facebook that, you know, alcohol free isn't going to work. I'm going to have to be responsible. So I was out to dinner with the lovely lady, and I ordered a beer.
And you were able to be responsible and stuff after one. That's good.
I sure was.
Right on, brother. I'm glad you're doing well, and thanks for checking in. Keep us in the loop as you continue to do fun stuff.
Will do. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks, dude. See you. Chris Cantwell, who is a comedian, by the way. You can find his YouTube channel, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, Free State Project participant. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled MazurInstruments.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll free. 855-450-FREE, and wow, what a difference between toll-free lines and the Skype with the Chris Cantwell call that we had there. First segment, they were on phone. Second segment, on Skype. If you've got the option, Skype's worth the effort, I would say. And they've got, of course, Skype apps for Android, certainly, I'd imagine, for iPhone as well.
People have done it on their cell phones, and it's still a lot better.
No, that's what he was just doing.
Oh, there. He was on a cell phone? Okay.
Yeah. So, at least I believe he was. Not most people don't just have their laptop where they can just whip it out and pull up Skype. But yeah, if you use Skype on your cell phone to call the show, it will sound better. And the reason for that is because the phone network, even though we all have a bunch of new phones, it's still kind of legacy supported, meaning that all these new phones. Right. Well, all these new phones. Well, there's no copper on your cell phone.
No, I guess you're right.
All these new phones have to interact with the old phone network, and not every phone is running on voice over IP yet. So when even though you're talking on a $700 cell phone, it still sounds like you're on a crappy landline connection. But if you're using digital, if you're using your data plan via Skype, or some other telephony kind of service like that, then Skype can send full bandwidth audio to the receiving end as long as they're on Skype as well. So as long as your call stays on the same network, essentially, then you can have a really nice sound. Now, if you've got a bad signal, if you've got a bad data signal, it's probably not worth it to try that. But if you're in a good area with good signal, then it'll definitely make you sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, which is great because it's easier to understand. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about Brad Manning. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Joe is on the line in New York listening via TuneIn. Hey, Joe.
Hey guys, I just wanted to comment about brought up some regulations with the guy who was talking about marijuana before. He brought up things like cabbage, and we want to control those things. One of the things that some of my friends, when I'm talking about, if you had a voluntary society, decentralized things, that what about these big companies? They're going to be able to try to pay people off and get those certificates you're talking about, but paying them off, which is absolutely true. That kind of stuff could go on.
Right, certificates like what you're saying is like certifications from organizations like perhaps Zagat's or Consumer Reports.
But none of those organizations would want to be known as being, you know, willing to accept a payoff. So
well,
the fact
their certification
that there would be more
better
than,
be worth the payoff, I guess.
The fact that there would be more than one of them would mean that they would keep each other honest through competition, and they would want people to think that they are honest and on the up and up. So they would inevitably come up with ways to verify those things, and people would only trust some, you know, organization if it was shown that they are worth trusting.
I get the feeling that journalists are going to be, that's going to be more grassroots. Their certification is going to be more plus ones on Google and viewership and stuff than a certifying standard.
You're talking about like a news on your side kind of thing, like Channel 8. On your side.
No, I'm just talking about the internet and people, personalities, media sources being able to build up credibility very easily from the end user.
And I'm sorry, what's the connection to the current conversation?
Basically, the media organizations would check and make sure that the organizations that are doing the certification
check
are on the
certification
up and up. They would send infiltrators into the organization. They would find out what's going on. You
absolutely.
Never know.
Which media personality, you know, investigative reporter, wouldn't want to break one of those stories, wouldn't want to, you know, discover that Consumer Reports was actually on the take? And that would be a huge story.
Epic.
I think something to point out to people, too, is there's an economic aspect where right now we're making it easy for some of these big corporations who, along with already using some of these regulations and getting, you know, lobbying people to make them exempt, you're also centralizing, you know, something like, you know, the FDA, any of those alphabet soup places. That's one place that they have to go lobby. If you had 50, 40, you know, whatever, different organizations that all had their own certifications on top of them going to be watching out, we got to try to gain business. How many lobbyists can you send to 40, 50 companies? At a certain point, the only thing that's going to be valuable for a capitalist to do is, well, I better just produce a product because it's no longer, you know, profitable for me. Whereas right now, well, you just got to send a team of lobbyists to one central location. So.
Yeah, great points. Joe, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Regulations, yeah, definitely something that we need to get out of the hands of the government. It's one of those areas that the state really wins points with people because they trick you into believing that they care about you and that they're out there to protect you. And maybe some of the regulatory people actually do, but the reality is regulations are used to protect existing businesses from new upstarts and innovators, and regulations are a way to raise the cost of getting into to a business beyond the reach of a lot of average people who might otherwise be able to get into that business. So it's a protection racket.
It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic watching
it's
the
horrible.
Mass of the citizens of the world believing that a regulatory environment is really the purpose is to protect them.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they understand and acknowledge that, oh, well, yeah, regulatory capture is completely possible in that, you know, for instance, the FDA board members may be former executives at the pharmaceutical companies. This is kind of the definition of regulatory capture, the idea that the companies that are being regulated are the ones that are the regulators in the first place. And that's common. I mean, it's not uncommon at all within the government for, you know, the board of regulators for the restaurant industry happens to be the people that are in your area who've been the longest at, you know, been doing it the longest.
Even on the federal level, these people cycle in and out of the industries. The fact is that, you know, whatever those industries are constantly hiring people that used to be the bosses of these regulatory committees.
So there are people who will acknowledge that when you point it out to them, let's say like a lefty. They would understand what you're talking about when you would point out regulatory capture of, say, like the FDA, but they couldn't let go of the idea of government regulations and allowing voluntary consensual alternatives to come up in their place because they believe there is a way to do it, that you can have a government regulatory function. Just put them in charge. Give them the control, the power, and let them set the rules, and they'll get it right. They won't let any of those bad guys in to take the regulatory seats. Oh, no, no, no. That would never happen with their administration.
The U.S. government is the biggest bully in the world, so nobody... You want to have a piece of that and have some control over that, because if you're not running it, then it's running you.
Mm.
So it's scary, but they don't see the alternative, the peaceful alternative. Now that we're in the 21st century, I think it's self-evident to me that peaceful means are so much more effective. You can be so much more powerful through peace than you can be with violence.
Yeah, and more influential.
And that the people at the top of the U.S. government are jokers. They're idiots. They're like Tolkien's goblins. They're cunning, but they don't have any real knowledge and value of how the world really works and how to truly be strong.
Well, they know how the world works for them, and for them it works. I mean, you use the threat of violence against people and get your way for the most part. I mean, all of them are sitting pretty. They're going to have nice retirements. They're going to be taken care of. The Congress is not going to be left out in the cold like, say, the city employees in Detroit. At least not anytime soon.
Yeah, that's where the cunning comes in. They'll slit the throats of their own.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and also you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. I think that if you can get somebody who's coming from the left to see the gun in the room, to see the violence that's inherent in the state system, the threat of violence and actual violence that exists behind every regulation, then you can maybe bring them on board with changing their minds about that. I think they
see the gun in the room.
Some embrace the gun in the room because they believe they would be better off with a gun in their hands and just put them in charge. But others are others on the left are very against the idea of violence. They just don't see the violence that's attached to the state. And if you can get them to see that, and it's hard because there's a lot of cognitive dissonance built up there to prevent people from seeing that. But if you can get them to see the violence in the state, then you can probably change their mind to support consensual solutions.
Regulation's the toughest one because it's there to make people safer.
Yes, I mean, masquerades is something that's valuable.
Masquerades is absolutely that. Most of the time, you can get people to look at regulations. I mean, even the lefty that we had on here, Mason from the MPP, I'm just making an assumption, he was saying that, look, we need to redo these regulations. Most of the time, you can show somebody on the left that regulations, 9 out of the 10 times, are an impediment to human relations. But it's that 1 out of 10 times they're like, oh my God, if we could just keep the 1 out of the 10 times, we'd be fine. But I'll tell you, if you've got an organization that F's things up 9 out of 10 times, you need to get rid of the organization, not
absolutely
get them to work more efficiently.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. You bring up what you want. And still coming here tonight, I'd actually get the details on what's happening out in Washington State with the marijuana raids. Plus, your calls, 855-450-FREE. Skype us at lrn.fm. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.